I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
It's just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, podcast. Welcome.
Lads,
to the podcast.
I think I'm getting sick again.
Dave, stop. I'm actually sick of you.
I know. I'm sick of this. My mom rang me the other day and she was just like, you're sick a lot lately. And I was like, yeah, I know. And she was like, is your job okay with that? And I was just like, I don't know, but it's nothing I can do. Fiona's pregnant. I can't get Fiona sick, like. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, migraines aren't contagious.
No, that was Tuesday, in fairness.
That was Tuesday.
But I didn't know what I had. Yeah. But I was like, oh, I'm feeling better yesterday. And now it's just hit me. Now, I feel fine. But yeah, it's just my tonsils are huge again. They're like golf balls again. And I'm like, I feel fine apart from that, but I'm like,
you need to go and get a full NCT at the doctor.
I need to get the tonsils out.
Get the tonsils out. Oh, it's a big job.
It's
to
a
get
huge
as an
job
adult,
these days,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember
it's like dangerous.
A guy I was going out with when I was like 18, 19, he got his tonsils out. Like it was a bit of an ick.
Everyone
actually,
used to get tonsils
to be honest.
Out.
It's like
everyone
I'm
used
going
to get
out
the
with
like
in
school,
got their tonsils
out. Like every single day, there'd be someone out.
Yeah,
getting their tonsils.
When you're 7.
Yeah. So it's more dangerous than adults. That's fantastic.
Big job.
But yeah, they flare up, I'd say, 3-4 times a year. Like,
That's a lot. You should get them out. I'll take them out for you. Come
will
here.
You?
Sit there.
Thanks.
My dad got shingles.
Oh,
as an adult.
That's bad as
and
well
he was in
as
hospital
an adult.
For ages. It's like when you don't get chicken pox as a kid, what it comes it? Back. It's like, so if you don't get your chicken pox, which everyone kids meant to.
I don't think shingles is like your skin starts to fall off.
No,
it
like,
sounds like that,
doesn't it?
It does. It sounds like onomatopoeic.
Yeah.
It sounds like, yeah, it's like pieces of glitter falling on this.
That floor. Is what it sounds
we're
like.
You're just riddled in adult chicken pox and it's really bad.
Your and they're really, ridden. They're like attached to your nerves, aren't they? So they're really painful. Jesus. I think that's shingles, isn't it?
On that note, happy Friday!
Yes.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, it's Friday!
Hello.
Thank God for that.
God,
even when you take one day off, I mean, we're sick for one day during the week. It makes it very slow.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe it was quicker for me because I was away on Monday. So at least I'd have a four-dayer, whereas you were here Monday, then on, well, Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Just was a bit of a plan.
Yeah.
It was.
Really.
It was one of those bloody weeks, for God's sake.
Is there anything more frustrating than when you actually make the effort to go and do your grocery shop, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're like, this is it. I don't want to see next nor near any shop like this for at least a week.
Oh yeah.
And you even make the effort to go to a discount store like your Deals or your Mr. Price's to get the cleaning
discount
kit.
Store.
Very good.
And then you get home and realise the real essential item is not there.
Mm-hmm.
What did you forget?
I forgot washing tablets.
No.
I've one less.
Exciting.
No.
Just the one. Yeah.
Do you know what? So random. My mom came to visit me last weekend because she was, well, actually she was taking an old headboard of mine for her house. And she brought me a present of flowers and washing tablets.
That's so random of Margaret, but we love it.
I should have brought them to you because I was stocked up. Thanks.
She must have seen them on a discount.
Two for one, jobby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was grateful.
What a boring present.
I mean, it's practical.
Oh, no, absolutely.
I'm at that
practical. We're at the age now where
I'm at that age,
boring presents are great. They're practical.
Flat out. Well,
but imagine giving that to a 20-year-old. They'd be human.
I know, I was.
What kind of washing tablets do you buy, Dave?
Buy is a strong word. take from my housemates the ones that are purple and have little pods in them.
I love them.
Nice.
Yeah, they're really good.
Who's are they, Linda's?
I don't know. I think I've just spent my entire time in the house thinking we must do a house washing up pod. But I've never
Where
bought
are
them.
The communal pods.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
They're friends in school, Florence Road from Bray. It's called Break the Girl on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
I said in studio that was very noughties or 90s, and no one responded, so I'm going to say it to you. It's very 90s or noughties, isn't it?
It is.
Sounds a little bit very 90s or
noughties. We said this before, I think. It sounds like something off the 10 Things I Hate About You soundtrack.
Yes, that's exactly what it's like.
Doesn't it? For now, though, you might have seen this online this week. A new Irish-themed board game is in the works. I know what you're probably thinking. Shame this wasn't released in time for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, great time to bring a board game out, January.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when the family are very much not together. Well, wait till you hear more.
It's the start of the 19th century, and you represent groups of tenant farmers and field hands thriving in Ireland and expanding across the country with a growing population fueled by this wonder crop, the potato.
Oh, mother of God.
Guys, what could possibly go wrong with that wonder crop, I hear you ask? Well, here comes the hook of the game.
However, the potato blight will hit in 1845, so you'll have to immigrate your clan to America and scramble to survive in the Great Hunger, Ireland's tragedy in the 19th century, which was designed by Kevin McPartland and Jerry Shiles and published by Compass Games, who helped sponsor this video.
Ew, I hate it.
I am so uncomfortable.
Sorry, is this not the worst thing you've ever heard?
I'm offended on behalf of all my ancestors.
I think there's a few people offended.
That's horrendous.
So they've started,
That's so wrong, man. They've started
like a GoFundMe to make this game. Compass Games is the name of the place. And more than €12,000 has been raised to get it going. And obviously now it's sponsoring this video.
What in God's name?
The original like amount needed to make the game was like €2,143.
Oh, what? So it's going to happen?
It's going to happen. So it's, needless to say, received some backlash. a little bit. People are questioning the ethics of the game. But the rule book says the designers acknowledge the difficult source material. So I'll tell you how you play. We'll see if this will win you over, okay?
Okay.
So there's 2 to 5 players. You all represent an Irish family or a clan, as the Americans like to say.
We can't afford families, we can only have clans.
The clan is the clan you call your own. So the game, the goal is at the start of the game is to spread out across neighbouring counties and conquer as much as you can.
As in rob other people's
what?
Yes, very much famously not an Irish activity.
No.
It wouldn't really be much
of this spreading. Act one is let other people starve to death while you rob their spuds.
The famine hasn't hit yet.
Oh, right.
You're just
you're getting ahead of yourself.
We're
just pillaging right now.
Hang on, Emma. We're just taking land off our neighbours.
Okay.
Which is what
Relax.
We always love
Sorry.
To do.
We'll poison
country.
Them later.
Okay? So for now, you're focusing on population growth and building factories. All those factories that we loved having.
What we call giving them
the 1840s.
Hope.
Until a player draws the potato blight card. Okay? And that is when you're...
I really shouldn't laugh.
No.
But that's such a bad sentence.
It's the worst thing ever. And that's when your family needs to make its way to a port to escape to, air quotes, the new world.
And is the port like on the board game? You're trying to make your way to the port.
Get to port. The board game is a map of Ireland. So, as you continue to draw more cards, there's different powers that let you fight for survival at the expense of your neighbours. For example, you might draw a scurvy card, which means the people on the boat beside you get scurvy and don't make it to America.
This is so wrong.
Your neighbours are evicted from their farm, etc. The winner is whichever player has the largest population across Ireland and America at the end of the game. So,
you just imagine some English fella playing and go, this is pretty good.
I like it. Was no one thought of this before?
It feels right.
But basically, what I've just been thinking is the game is so problematic. I'm like, what other stuff can we convince them that should be part of the game?
Oh, sure. Part of the game.
So maybe it's like you draw a card and you have to go back to start because one of your clan members left the immersion on, kind of thing.
Shut up.
Do you know what I mean? Or like you miss the famine ship to America because you have to take your cousin to the Debs. Do you know what I mean? The Debs was an ancient ritual in 1840s Ireland where people planted.
The story was good enough on its own. You didn't need to spinify it.
I know, honestly. One more. You and your neighbours somehow find a supply of milk and you go head to head to see which one of you can drink 5 pints of it the quickest. And the quickest wins.
Don't worry, you should be gone in a couple of weeks.
I will. Hey, it was good before I actually.
It really was. I really.
But anyway, would you play? Yes or no?
Hell no. Boycott this whole thing.
I know, but I think it's coming. It's in the works.
Wow.
No, I don't think it'll do very well here.
Hey, Compass Games, send us out a.
Pure drop.
Yeah, please. You're with them. Free and potatoes.
You're with them and Dave and Fiona after 8 o'clock. Dave ranks. He'll be ranking some of his favourite niche things.
Oh, it's a bold one today.
Right now, though, Sonny Federa. This is Think About Us. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, after 8 o'clock, it's our final game of the Tricky 10 for this week. You could swoop in, top the leaderboard, and take home the highly coveted prize, the Fuzzy Charge Snooty. If you want to play, it's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
For now, though, I was talking quite a lot last year about getting rid of Facebook, and I was like, right, I'm going to get off it and, you know, delete. I deleted like every single friend I had on there. Now I'm only friends with like my dad.
All right.
But I was thinking of just deleting it as an app because I'm like, what's the point in having it on my phone?
I don't have the app. And then when we had to get those 2016 photos yesterday when we were talking about the
you had to download it.
I didn't. I just went on Safari.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, I forgot to check Facebook
those. 58 notifications. None of them are interesting. This person has recently posted.
So there was that, and I'm like, still haven't gotten rid of it. But there's another social media that I really, 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 really should be getting rid of because I'm 30 years old and my housemate group chat is still on Snapchat.
Ooh,
on Snapchat?
On Snapchat.
That's a bit disgusting.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm fully aware that that is an absolute ick. So I'm trying to sway them away from it.
That is actually forward me.
They're all obsessed with Snapchat.
You're constantly, though, is that the only thing you go on Snapchat for now?
That's the only thing, them.
Fair enough.
But like, I can see it in like normal life, everyday life, when I go to take a picture or a video or something to send to someone, people look at me and go, is that Snapchat?
Is that absolute pervert on Snapchat? What business has he?
He on Snapchat. Lads, he's 30 years old.
Country lads still on Snapchat.
What is with country people and loving Snapchat? Yeah. Now, by the way, I'm a country person, but I don't love Snapchat. But like, my mates use Snapchat. I'm like, you're 30 years old.
Yeah, I've got like lads I know in their late 30s still on Snapchat.
No, jail.
Yeah. When did you get rid of Snapchat?
I haven't had that in years.
Well, I still have the account, but like, I've no idea what my password is anymore or my username, actually.
I definitely haven't had it since before the pandemic.
Every correspondence I have with my housemates is on Snapchat.
I didn't even know they had a group chat function.
The only thing I hate is, it's probably gone now, because at some point on Snapchat, didn't you have to start paying for your archive? And
yeah,
I didn't do that.
That's still a thing.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of memories that people can get rid of.
It's the memories that you want to keep, like me and my granny messing 10 years ago. Right?
I have a really good question about the group chat. Does it disappear after you've read it?
Yeah, unless
so
you save
it. So there's no accountability.
No, unless you save it.
But now, that's not great then for housemate admin.
No, it's not. But like, we are friends, so we just talk in it. Do you know what I mean? It'd be like anything. Mm. It'd be like, did you see next door neighbours?
Why don't we move that onto WhatsApp?
I would agree. This is what I'm saying. So what do I say that would get them on WhatsApp? Because they like the unaccountability. They like that you can just take a photo and then it doesn't save to your phone and there's no memory being saved.
I have more questions.
Okay,
more
questions. I get that.
How often is this group active?
Oh, every day, look.
Is it going already this morning?
It's not going already, but my housemate texts me personally on Snapchat.
Oh.
Okay, so it's not really your typical housemate thing in terms of like, can someone get washing tablets? Can someone like clean out the fridge or whatever? So it's more just like your friends talking.
Yeah.
Maybe that's fine.
It's not really housemate stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
These are just mates.
We just got this message in from Aoife there saying, I'm 30 years old and matched with a guy on Tinder yesterday. Congratulations, Aoife.
Well done, Aoife.
And his first message was, watch your Snapchat.
No. Report.
Lads, you need to stop using that as your opening line.
Unfortunately, that's where that
ends. Man is from Wexford. I guarantee that man is from Wexford.
Nothing gives me more anxiety than the thought of receiving a Snapchat link from a stranger I've already put myself out on a limb on to meet online.
No,
Aoife, I'm worried about you.
I'm actually getting war flashbacks.
I hope she didn't respond.
Yeah, no. Aoife, please, honestly, for the goodness of you, I would back away, not even
delete
Homer
my
Simpson.
Tinder account.
I'd back away quite quickly into that bush.
And the emergency services number remains 999 or 112.
So what'll I say to them? What'll I say to my housemates to get them on Snapchat?
Here, user, absolutely.
Have you heard of WhatsApp?
Yeah, user.
creeps.
If it helps, my friend's group chat back home is on Facebook Messenger.
No. Oh, God.
Dwayne's dad's family chat is on Facebook Messenger, and I've recently joined that, and I've just not contributed. I'm like, guys, what are we doing? Like, come on. WhatsApp is so beautiful.
Like my family group chat, like for my extended family group chat, is on WhatsApp.
Why don't you ask them to move to Viber?
Yeah, honestly.
Hey, I have a shocking, interesting fact for you. Aoife's been back in touch. Apparently this fella that she matched with, who sent the Snapchat link, is from Dublin.
No.
That's confusing.
That's very, very strange.
That's even weirder. If he was from Wexford, he'd probably get away with it.
Aoife, step away from the phone.
Yeah. Somber now, 12 to 12 at Spin. Somber is 12 to 12 on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you?
Good morning. I just told you that my housemate group chat is on Snapchat. Ugh. And I just feel icky about it. I'm trying to kind of persuade them to go over to WhatsApp. But Aoife was on to us and she said that she matched with someone on Tinder there the other day. And their first message to her was, "What's your Snapchat?" It was a 30-year-old man from Dublin. And he was like, "What's your Snapchat?"
You wouldn't be getting that on Hinge now.
No, you wouldn't. Maybe move over to Hinge, Aoife. Sharon was in touch with some advice for Aoife.
He might be from Dublin, but he's only about 15. Aoife, do not engage.
You're dead right.
Aoife, step away.
Put the phone down, darling. The phone down.
We have an update from Aoife since. I've already unmatched, guys.
Good woman.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
Met my fella on Hinge, Aoife. There's something a bit classier over there. You met Pip on Hinge as well, didn't you?
Bumble.
Oh, lovely. Guys, this is, let's up the ante.
Where did you meet Dwayne? In the trenches?
At the Snapchat. In the trenches. Yeah, I met him on Snap.
Snap maps.
Weather-wise, it's going to be as blah as a day as you can get, really. It's cloudy and not much sun, but it will stay dry and highs of 8 degrees. It's 7.31. Let's see what the story is in Dublin's roads. Alex.
Well, guys, traffic on
it
the...
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Amble. Socrates smiles on Spin. What's the crack?
Hello. What does Socrates have to be smiling about?
I don't know, to be honest.
He should be philosophizing.
He should be busy.
Reminder, before 9 o'clock, based on the decision that you, listening, made yesterday, we will be talking about picking and eating scabs.
Oh, I'm sorry about that now. Lucky you're in the car now and you'll probably be in work by the
time. No, you asked for it so you get it.
This is your hour away warning. Right, I'm nervous. I feel a bit on edge today and I woke up feeling on edge and then I realised about half an hour ago why. Hmm. My parents are leaving the country for weeks and weeks and weeks tomorrow.
I thought you were going to say they were coming up to you.
Well, they are. They're coming to stay tonight because they're off to the airport in the morning. And you know what? It's lovely in January just to be able to... Do you know what I mean? I'm like, that's a lovely time to come up now. Yeah. Bit of excitement around. Mm-hmm. A few heads in the house, etc. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to go for a few drinks tonight. But I have to get them to the airport in the morning. And
what time's their flight?
Their flight's at like, I think, midday.
Okay.
So that's a nice time.
And
that's
then
a
great time. They're going so far away.
Well, where are they going?
They're going to Australia.
Oh, I forgot about this. Because your brother's there.
Yes. Barry. So this is the thing. Barry, my brother, has been in Australia for ages now. Well over a year. Not really any plans to come home.
He's a doctor though, isn't he? So like,
he's a physio.
Yeah, so he doesn't really... Like, he doesn't do like the whole farm work and all. He's probably just able to go over there and chill.
No, he did have to do... He didn't do farm work, but he...
I know nothing about anything.
Traffic warden or something. That's the new one.
What was he doing? He was driving, like, people around a golf course or something.
Oh!
I don't know. Like,
that's nice.
Something like
he's a
that.
Caddy.
High School Musical 2 vibes.
That kind of vibe, yeah. In this little rural place called Airlie Beach. He loved
it. Okay, bit of crack.
So he got away with murder that way. But anyway, so they're heading off tomorrow. They're not back until, like, sometime towards the end of February. Like,
that's
it's really
amazing.
Weird that they're going to be gone for so long. It's my dad's first time leaving Europe.
Oh my
god. Big moment.
So exciting for Jim.
I'm so nervous for them.
Why are you nervous for them?
I just feel like it's
they're both retired now. They're both ready to travel together.
Yeah, my mom actually still works, but she's self-employed, so she can actually take the time. But my dad's retired. Yeah, he was in the guard, so he can retire. But they're stopping. I know, 30 years of service to the hour, I think he did.
Good
I'm out of here
yourself.
Now in 3, 2, 1. Good luck. Thank you very much. Thank you. But they're going to New Zealand as well. They're making the most of going to
Oh, I can't wait for retirement.
I know. And then somewhere in the middle, they're going to Singapore.
This is so cool.
Literally unbelievable. But... I am, as I say, just a bit nervous. I'm just used to them being
there.
Like, you know their routine.
Of course.
You know what they're usually doing.
Yeah.
It's going to be time difference. Like, what if my car breaks down? Who do I ring?
Do you know what? They'll still probably answer.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I've never had this kind of problem. My mom lived in Baghdad. She lived in Egypt. She lived in Australia.
When you were
alive? Yeah. No, this is before I was born. So she, like, but my dad's such a home bird. So like he'll be going with her, but like she brought him to like Turkey and all. Like, what's that place that everyone goes in Turkey? Maybe not Turkey, Istanbul.
Oh yeah,
That
is the
Turkey,
capital, isn't it?
Yeah, they went there, and like I was a little bit like, oh, this is mad, and I was like, oh no, they're with mom, they'll be fine.
Okay. Wow, woman of the world.
Yeah. Oh, like mom and I went to Thailand together a couple of years ago, and
that's
like
steady.
We got on like a house on fire, and we were like cool. We felt like we'd traveled well, you know.
Yeah.
But I do have a little kind of few pointers I'd like to give them, because I know they're probably listening right now as they do each morning. If I could kind of reverse
morning,
the
Katie
role.
And Jim, how are you?
Excited for your holidays.
Jim, you need to wear sun cream because you're already tanned enough.
It's very important.
Well, actually, number one on my list is sun cream. Sun cream properly every day. I don't want to hear, oh, it was cloudy. I didn't think I'd burn. You're an adult. You must be responsible. And I hear the sun is awful hot over there in Australia.
It is.
Your daughter's very worried about it.
Very worried about it.
Just wear sun cream. Mm. Put her mind
next
at ease.
Next up this morning. You are allowed to talk to strangers, but just the odd time. But only the nice ones. Choose very carefully.
Be judgmental and be good at it.
Do.
It might take a while to find your son, as every male on the continent over there has a mullet and a moustache. Arrange to meet and make sure to pack your glasses, the long range ones, as it might take a while to spot him.
Very good.
Very good.
Hats are not optional now, guys. You're not a teenager anymore. You need to mind those ears.
Yeah, and make sure it's one of the hats with the little flap at the back.
Yeah, or the corks that are hang down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't smile at crocodiles.
Ooh.
Don't walk in long grass, and don't pick up a spider to put it outside, ma'am. It's probably not daddy long legs.
Very good.
And communication. I don't want to be nagging you or annoying you on your trip for a lifetime, but I just appreciate a proof of life at least once a day. A thumbs up will do the final.
Just check
still
in,
alive.
For God's sake.
Still alive here,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, that's all they need. Do you know what?
Like, I'm looking forward to my dad's view on his first long haul flight.
Oh, do you think he'll record the whole thing?
No, he's going to lose the will, I'd
say. He's going to do a day in the life vlog.
Oh my God, please. But like, the camera's been pointing the wrong way the whole time. I need that, just the close-up.
Wow, look at that. And it's just his nose.
His toes and his sandals. Great trip.
Oh, it's very worrying, lads. Very worrying.
Best of luck, Katie and Jim.
Here's Belters Only. This is Spin.
103.8. Dublin. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hello there, how's it going?
Hi.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Happy Friday.
Hey, welcome to the weekend.
Friday. Dave Ranks on the way in about 15-20 minutes.
Oh,
time.
It's a bold one.
Oh, I'm very, very excited. Guys, as you know, I've been gigging all week because I haven't shut up giving out about it. I've been at the Crackdown in Workman's. You kind of book in for a week there, so you do like Tuesday to Sunday and you do two gigs on a Friday.
I can't
Saturday.
Think of a better time for you to commit to doing a whole week of gigs.
It's perfect timing,
guys. So I was like a bit cranky last night going into it, and I was like, all right, let's just get through this and go home. But the gig was so fun.
Oh,
I was absolutely delighted with how it went. Like, really, really nice crowd.
I was amazing.
I killed it. Everyone
really
in the
quick.
Crowd.
And I know the answer is no, but are all crowds not just the same? Like, what makes like?
Well, sometimes it's quiet. There's like
Why?
10 people in. No, like as in there's,
oh,
not,
there's,
like,
less
there's
people.
Not that
okay.
many audience members. Maybe people just don't really like you.
Right, okay.
Or maybe you just have an off day. Or sometimes, you know, they're the kind of crowds that like, instead of laughing, they go when they think something's
that's
funny.
Me.
And
that
that's
again.
Tough. And that's hard for,
yeah.
for 15, 20 minutes.
Anyway,
you know what
sorry,
I mean?
Go on.
But so, I came off stage last night, was delighted with how it went. And this lad down the back, he was there with a girl, and he was like, oh, just so you know, you're my friend Sive's first stand-up that she's ever seen.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, no way. And I was like, gas, like, hope you enjoyed. You got two for the price of one, because there's a little stand-up in my belly. As well.
This and, little accountant.
Yeah, and it was kind of dark. So I was like, this guy, his voice sounds familiar. It was Robert Sheehan.
What?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was Robert Sheehan at my gig. Not my gig. He wasn't there for me. He was just there. He was
and he came up to you after,
yeah.
and he said, and who's
Sive? Sive's his friend. special friend. I don't know.
Oh my.
Breaking news.
God.
I was like, what?
Sorry for anyone who doesn't know. Darden from Love Hate.
From Love Hate with a blue hoodie.
If I came off stage 8 months pregnant and Darren from Love Hate,
I would have given birth immediately.
I would have. My waters would break.
Guys, it is 7.5. Let's not oversell me at this stage.
Sorry, that's so cool.
Isn't that so cool? And I did, like, do you know all those TikToks when you can't come up with a response quick enough, like when someone says something to you?
Yeah,
he was like, oh, and I was like, ah, what? Like, you just can't, like, actually, like, formulate a sentence.
His videos with Darren Conway actually crack me up so much.
So good.
So you should have said that. You should have, like, any biscuits.
I should have said that.
Do you ever just feel real sick?
Do you ever feel
sick? Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Okay, it all comes down to today, really. The tricky 10 and the score to beat is Jess's score. She sits top of the leaderboard from Monday. She got 7 in 55 seconds. On to play this morning, Sam and his dad, Mark. Sam is only 13. What year are you in school, Sam?
First year.
An exciting time, first year.
Mm-hmm. Mark, what are you at for the day?
Catching up with a bit of paperwork, if anybody wants to help with some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
as radio presenters, we're famously very good at admin.
Particularly us here at Spin 103.8. Yeah. Great with the paperwork.
What kind of paperwork are we talking about, Mark?
Some VAT returns.
So sexy.
Mark, it's that time, isn't it? I got the email the other day myself.
What email?
You get it every 2 months from your accountant to say, hello, please, this is your VAT for the last 2 months.
Oh,
please,
God,
make it available for revenue to take it out of your account by next week. And you say,
The only thing I know about VAT is it means value added tax.
Mm-hmm. What if you all just went on strike and didn't do it? If you, as a community, agreed.
What do you think, Mark? Should we just not do it?
Yeah, we can, yeah.
Get more money in your pocket.
Mark, you can get it started. You can start the movement.
And I'll watch and see how you get on, and I'll follow depending on your outcome. You know? Right, let's do this thing.
Yes.
Let's try and win you the fuzzy charge snooty.
Yeah, you're a busy man, Mark. You've got stuff to do, so I'll tell you how this game works. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, and in that time, we'll ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. So we'll only be able to accept the first answer you give us. Do bear that in mind. But if you don't know the answer to something, just give it a guess. It is a number between 1 and 10. You know that much for sure. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, which is today, you will win a brand new fuzzy charge Snooty, one of the last fuzzy charged snooties available, to get cozy for the remainder of the winter. Now, currently Jess is at the top of the leaderboard. She scored 7 in 55 seconds. Do you think you can beat that?
It's going to be tough, but we'll try.
We've got, you guys are together.
Yeah,
you're a team.
You've got a double. You've got like two people on the team.
Yeah.
So that's, you're already winning, I reckon.
I think so.
Well, Mark and Sam, the best of luck. I'd imagine, Mark, that this fuzzy charged snooty will be going to Sam and not you.
Yeah, I think there's a few people in the family now might like it, so
you can all fit it in. It's quite roomy.
It's huge. It's the size of your kitchen. Alright, Mark and Sam, I'm going to ask your questions. The very best of luck. To top of that leaderboard, you need a score of over 7.
Good luck,
within
guys.
55 seconds. Here we go. I'm going to count you in. The best of luck. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. In Roman numerals, what does IX stand for?
4.
How many solo studio albums has Harry Styles released?
Three.
Cristiano Ronaldo famously wore what number shirt for Manchester United?
7.
If you only had a single talent, you'd be known as a what trick pony?
One trick pony.
Excluding thumbs, how many fingers are there on two hands? Excluding
8.
Thumbs. How many letters are there in the number? How many letters are there in the number 4?
4.
The Voice of Ireland ran for how many seasons?
5.
The letter Q in Scrabble is worth how many points?
7.
In golf, if you hit an eagle, how many shots under par have you hit?
2.
How many theme parks and water parks are there in Walt Disney World, Florida?
10.
Stop the clock.
Ooh,
that last question is a very Callum-esque question.
Very, very much so. Oh my goodness, guys.
How do you think he did, guys?
All right.
Okay, yeah.
Lads, I have to say, you're quite the power couple.
You really
and I
were.
Feel we are entering uncharted waters. Let's see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Whoa!
Oh!
7.
Okay.
Well done.
Okay, let's go through your answers and then let's check in on the time and see if you beat Jess's score. If you can get quicker than the time that she did, then we're laughing. For now, we'll just go through the ones that caught you up, even though there weren't that many, to be honest. In Roman numerals, what does IX stand for? You got caught there a little bit. IV is 4, whereas IX is actually 9.
Oh, IV is 4. Ah.
The letter Q in Scrabble is worth how many points? I mean, who's going to know that, for God's sake? The answer is 10. And again, another classic column question. How many theme parks and water parks are there in Walt Disney World, Florida? Who'd know unless you're into it? The answer is 6. So 7 out of 10. Callum, can we get an update, please?
7 out of 10. Very good, lads.
Important
very
time. Good.
I can name all those theme parks and water parks if you'd like.
No, it's fine.
Okay. So Jess got 7 in 55 seconds. You had to do better than 55 seconds. You didn't max out the clock. You've won.
Yeah!
It's 50.13.
Yes! Oh, my God.
Mark and Sam, congratulations.
Mark and Sam, I am so, so delighted. Sam, I heard the passion in your voice as you were feeding those answers to your dad, and I thought, this is a team that I want to get behind.
100%.
I'm so happy.
And look, I'll come over and do your paperwork as well. So
yes! Oh, brilliant.
We'll drop off the snoodie. We'll get the returns in.
And anything else.
And whatever.
I'll make you a cup of tea as well. Mark and Sam, congratulations. We're going to send that fuzzy charred snooty out to you and have a fantastic day.
Congratulations, guys. Well done.
Brilliant. Can we say a quick hello to Sam, Josh and Suzanne?
Yes, Sam, okay. Josh and Suzanne. Are they your other kids?
Sam, sorry. It's Josh, Hannah and Suzanne. Sorry.
Are they your other kids,
you're
Mark?
You're very much my dad, as in you don't know the names of which kid is there and which isn't.
And the wife, what's the wife's name?
So Suzanne, Josh and Hannah.
Suzanne, Josh and Hannah.
We got there eventually, Mark.
Well done, lads. Good luck. Have a great day.
Well done.
Brilliant. See you guys.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Brilliant.
Now,
happy days.
Not just feel good.
I do feel bad for Jess, but your luck.
I'm
you
sorry,
win some,
Jess.
You lose some. Yeah. We move. I wasn't here on Monday. I didn't even get to talk to her, so I don't have any affiliation.
Jess could play again next week.
She could.
You know what I mean?
She could.
If
we're
you
kicking
can get
off
through, why not?
A whole new week from Monday, brand new leaderboard, and you'll be playing for the third last Fuzzy Charge Snooty.
Was Jess playing with kids as well, or was it just on? Or
was
it just on her own?
Was
okay, grand.
Okay, it's such a long time ago now.
Yeah, it was Monday. Yeah. It was years
been through
ago.
Through so much since then.
Tricky and a WhatsApp now to play on Monday. 087-711-1038 playing for the third last Fuzzy Charge Snooty. Well done again to Sam and Mark.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. I'm quite nervous. This is my favourite part of the week. This is a little thing I like to call Dave Ranks. It's where I rank from 5 to 1, my very favourite niche things. Mm. In the past, I've done things like lines from Titanic. I've done songs from High School Musical. I've done transition sounds between 2.5 Men scenes. Mm. Well, I have to admit something.
Right.
That for this week's Dave Ranks, producer Callum does not know about it. He thought it was something else.
What?
It is not what he thought it was, which was lines from School of Rock. It is not that at all. It is incredibly bold.
Straight up lied to me.
It is incredibly bold and I might lose my job.
Callum's going to have a heart attack.
He will have a heart attack. I can only apologise.
I might as well. What's going on here?
I decided that this week for Dave Ranks, we should go a little bit bold, a little bit risque and almost throw it out to the competition. So I welcome you to Dave Ranks jingles from other radio stations.
Oh my
Dave,
God.
Do you want to get yourself... I really think you should stop. Do you have the School of Rock line somewhere?
I don't. I never prepped the School
do
of Rock
one. Do we have a backup?
One.
I'll do them. I know the script off by heart.
Dave.
Now, I know. Let me tell you two things, right? Dave Ranks famously has always been quite a niche thing. Mm-hmm. It's about things that I enjoy and things that, you know, I would walk around the house singing or doing or saying or stimming or whatever. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And other radio stations' jingles in Dublin are something that I walk around the house saying.
Well, like, well done then.
You know what I mean? Like our own, which would be spin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing.
I was very worried that when you were saying that you've not, you're doing, being bold and you've not doing what you told me that you were doing. I thought it was going to be something sweary or something.
Yeah, no.
I think this might be worse.
I thought it was favorite slurs.
I was waiting for like groans from different adult movies.
Oh, no,
something
no.
really bold like that.
Wow.
So if the boss
is
listening,
this isn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but also,
if the boss is listening, you can't give out to Callum because he didn't know. So you can only give out to me.
Good
so
player.
different jingles from radio stations in Dublin. My mother would walk around the house going LMFM because that's our local station, so yeah. she'd be singing that. So I think it's not just a me thing. I think some people know these jingles and I think people would know to sing along, know what the tone is. Yeah. So we'll start with fifth place. In no way, shape or form am I slagging them. Uh-huh. But fifth
you
place,
have to say that though, don't you?
I do have to say that. But in fifth place is a station that I do enjoy sometimes, but their jingle isn't great and it's taxpayers' money and I can't believe Ooh. We're paying for it. In fifth place, it's this.
Ooh.
Two.
Straight in with that.
Okay, I have to say.
Not the taxpayer mention.
No, but I have to be clear. Do you know, listening, that your money paid for that? That.
I like it. It's just a bit bizarre. So that was fifth place. That was fifth place. All right, we move on to fourth place for Dave Rank's jingles from radio stations in Dublin. And it is our sister station, 98FM.
That's nice. That's
lovely,
class.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's just a very nice 98.
I like the way it kind of meanders at the end, and then someone would jump in with the traffic or something.
No, I like that one.
That's really nice.
Now, for third place, and I know a lot of people will be thinking, oh, well, we know what number one is going to be. No, you don't, okay? Because a smart person a smart person wouldn't do this at all if they worked on radio, but a smarter person would definitely put their own station at number one. I have not done that. In third place, it's Spin 103.8.
From about 15 years ago.
But that's when the one I sing. It's the one I sing that goes, Spin 103.8, 8, 8, 8. That's the one I grow growing up.
Back? Why is that not a thing?
Have a listen again. Spin
103.8. That's great.
Guys, if we still had that, people wouldn't be calling the station Spin 103.
Yeah.
They would know.
Yeah, that's true.
Go, eight, eight, yeah. eight.
The amount of people who think we work on Spin 103, that's not a thing. Spin 103, 8, 8, 8. All right, we're into the top
two. You know where else we don't work?
Spin FM. Yeah.
Shout out to them, though.
We move into the top two. This is the part where I'll most likely be fired. Oh, I might get a phone call in the next couple of minutes.
Okay.
Because the next two stations you're about to hear are not in our group.
Oh.
They're not part of us. You know what I mean? They're not across the Go Loud network of stations, shall I say. In second place for Dave Rank's jingles from other radio stations, it's this.
Oh, shout out though.
Amazing.
That is class.
Beautiful.
That
beautiful.
Is class.
So good.
Sorry.
Go one more time.
Callum, I have to.
Beautiful. Mwah.
I have
spectacular.
On
spectacular.
The beat.
However, it's not first place. First place is without a doubt the greatest radio jingle in Dublin. I don't care if it gets me fired. It's true. I speak the truth. First place for Dave Rank's jingles from other radio stations in Dublin. It's Sunshine.
Sunshine. 106.8. And then on some cases they come back with the second bit. Sunshine.
106.8. And that is that. And that is Dave Rank's jingles from other radio stations. It's been an absolute blast working on this station. I've loved it so much.
The feedback is in. Surprisingly not from our boss, Joanne, who said, never mind the radio jingles, I'm forever singing Doyle's in Town. I think a Dave Rank's radio advert.
Yeah, honestly.
I think so too.
Doyle's in Town, number 73.
Shout out to Nathan for singing on that. Doyle's in Town, Doyle's in Town.
You could just rank the different times they say Doyle's in Town. Because it's like 25.
Anyway, hope you enjoyed.
Fair play.
I've had a really good time working on the station.
I can't believe it's your last day.
No, probably
Why
fired
didn't even
now.
Bring a present.
Hey, no, will you stick around? Because we have to talk about scabs in a while.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
As promised, you decided we're talking about scabs before 9 o'clock. Hey, it's all happening on Fully Charged this morning. Will Dave be here after Louis Tomlinson?
Who knows?
Lemonade on Spin with Emma Dave.
Hey, my phone's ringing.
You've been warned. If you're having your brekkie, maybe this isn't for you this morning, but we do have to hark back to yesterday's show. We were all chatting, myself and Callum were chatting in the studio the other day because I had a scab on my finger, and this led into just a conversation amongst us two going, do you? Would you? Have you? Then Dave and Fiona both had their own ideas yesterday of stuff that they'd like to discuss on the show and trying to figure out where the line is in terms of grossness in broadcast.
It was pretty gross.
I have to say though, go way out of it. Because the amount of gross stuff that's discussed on podcasts people are listening to day in, day out.
I've never heard anything this gross on any
platform.
I haven't. I promise you, I haven't.
Well, you've never listened to my therapist ghost.
I have not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Do they talk about this stuff?
Talk about some rotten stuff.
Like. Yeah, they go there.
Right,
go there.
Okay.
So Dave had an idea to bring a story about dog poop to the show. Fiona wants to talk about eye gunk and feeding it to dogs. But you voted because you wanted to. You wanted to talk about scabs, right?
They didn't have much of an option.
I like the victim blaming here.
Yeah, this is your fault.
No. All right. So it was on Tuesday that Dave and Fiona were off sick. And I'll bring you back to the other day. Over the weekend, I had a scissors out in my hand and I was trying to cut open a box of tweezers, right? And you know, they're the real difficult boxes to break through.
Oh, yeah, it's like one of those things when they're in like a scissors as well. The thing you need to open it is a scissors.
Yeah, exactly. But like there's like a little tiny bit of plastic standing up off the cardboard and I was trying to cut through it. But I was obviously holding the box in one hand, the scissors in the other. And you know the kind of like fatty bit at the top of your index finger?
Of course.
Or at the bottom of your index finger, closest to your hand. That mine's real chubby there. And whatever way I chopped... I chopped into it, right? So naturally, it's healing.
Such descriptive language.
It's beautiful.
It's scabbed over, okay?
Yeah.
And the other day on the show, as Callum and I were here, I honestly swear down, I didn't know I was doing it. Yeah. But I gnawed it. Okay? I did. It was right there, as you can see on my finger, it's healed now. And it was just looking at me. And I, like an absolutely disgusting human, just started gnawing at it. Just started picking it off in my mouth. Like that. And I turned to Callum, kind of forgetting where I was or what our working relationship was, and went, "Do you eat your scabs?" And he just went, "Callum, you need to own this now, what you said to me." He said,
"I said, yeah."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is, in my head, it's skin. Like, I've bitten skin off my nails before.
Yeah.
And then just, like, munched. It's just skin.
Guys,
it's
that's skin. Your protein. We're in breakfast radio.
Exactly.
We need to keep the energy up.
Exactly. Now, then we ended up having this conversation that I think we need to talk about on the air. It's like, where do you draw the line? We're all not children anymore, so we don't really graze our knees anymore. Do you know what I mean? So I don't think people are known, like, their legs or anything.
That's what I was thinking,
like, I've scabs on my legs because I cut myself shaving. I'm not going anywhere near them.
When I play five-a-side, I have fallen and, like, I have had a scab in my knee only like this year.
And did you eat them?
No.
There's a bit of grass in that. That's your salad.
But I might pick it or take it off, but I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't eat it.
Like. Okay, yeah. So you're telling me. Look me in the eye. Look me in the eye.
Okay.
Have you never eaten your own scabs?
No, I have.
Okay.
I just don't do it anymore because I'm 30.
Okay, but what if you had a scab on your finger?
No, still wouldn't. But I will give you this.
Uh-huh.
If I had a scab in my nose, I'd eat that.
All right.
Salty.
All right. My man. So now, if you have a scab on your knee and you are sitting in your living room and you pick it off, one of your housemates just has to find that.
No, they
you
don't.
Could just eat it.
I go to the bin.
You go to the bin?
Yeah.
You would get yourself up off the couch and take that to
If
the bin.
I wasn't willing to get up off the couch to put it in the bin, I wouldn't pick at it.
Okay.
Or maybe, now,
Fiona,
maybe I'd leave
that's,
it.
That's discipline.
Maybe I'd leave it hanging off a little bit.
Fiona, we've had admissions.
What I hate.
3 of 4 in the room. And he'd just look me in the eye and tell me, "Do you eat your own scabs, Fiona?"
I do eat my own scabs. But I don't have many scabs anymore.
Oh, I know.
Because I haven't fell in a long time.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? But the little finger ones, yeah.
See, when we fall now, we're at that age now where it's going to be like, they've had a fall.
Yeah, it's more serious
than
the scab.
As opposed to, he fell down, get up. We've had a fall.
You need to admit, we've all admitted here, we've been very honest. Do you pick and eat your own scabs? Is the official question on Fully Charged this morning. 087-711-103. Get in touch with the yes or no on WhatsApp, please.
Sorry.
It's Khaki Kid and Date Night. This is Spin. If you've just joined us, well, look, this is your word of warning. We're talking about something that is considered quite gross this morning.
Or maybe you don't find it gross and maybe you want to do it for your next date night.
Yeah, maybe you support it.
Eat each other's scabs.
Ooh,
oh, wow.
Wow.
I was kind of going to take a second just to set up what we were talking about.
No, dive right in.
You went straight in
dive
there.
Right in.
Yeah, so the other day, Tuesday, well, actually last week, I was opening a box. Basically, I snipped my finger with the scissors and it's kind of the chunkier part, you know, the lower part of your index finger. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it was healing away and I didn't even realise I was doing it. But in studio of the day, I'm sorry, but I did kind of gnaw at it. And it was just Callum and I here on Tuesday and I just looked at him and said, "Do you eat your own scabs?" And he just went, "Yeah, I do." And I was like, I wonder would anyone listening admit to that? We were to talk about it in the show. So we all had kind of things we wanted to talk about in the show today that were definitely in the gross category. So we could only really go with one. You voted for scabs.
You did.
So here we are. Okay. Do you eat your own scabs?
My answer is Yes, but only if it's in the nose.
Nicole, how are you?
Good.
We appreciate you answering the phone, considering this is all a bit disgusting this morning. So you're telling us, Nicole, that you have never once, ever eaten a scab of your own.
No, I've picked a scab, but I've never
ate it. You just flick it away. That's littering, technically.
Yeah, you've turned my stomach now.
Yeah. Oh, God. Sorry,
I'd imagine
sorry,
we've
Nicole.
Turned the entire capital's stomach.
So, Nicole, you're telling good. Me, when you were a little girl, a little kid, you never were tempted just to see what the fuss was all about.
What fuss?
No, never.
Never. Okay, all right.
That's a firm no, and we respect you. You've got your morals, Nicole, and you're sticking to them.
Thank you
Thanks,
very
Nicole.
Much, Nicole.
Have a great day.
What's funny is I know, and we all know, that you're sitting there in the car listening to this going, I do, but I'd never
admit I'd never tell them.
No,
we will
I'd
let you
tell.
Remain anonymous
if you
get in touch with this vulnerable content.
Will there be anyone brave enough like we have been this morning? Hello, Luke.
Oh, God.
I know. Where do you think we feel? We have to broadcast it. Luke, go on. No. Is the answer yes?
No, are you? I'm not going to curse. He's mad.
Luke, methinks the lady does protest too much here. You seem very against this. Are you sure you've never tried a scab?
I actually nearly got
it. Okay, did you when you were a little boy? A little boy
no.
who had a graze.
I ate my snot.
Okay, well, that's grand.
I'm sorry.
It's kind of the same thing.
It is. It's all a bodily reproduction.
Okay, Grant, you're admitting to the snot, so you're just as disgusting as everyone else.
I think we need to open a new category.
It's a weird place to draw the line, and I'll be honest with you.
Hey, what if it's one of those snots that's kind of a scab as well?
Yeah.
Because your nose is a bit crusty.
Never had them.
He throws them ones out.
Got to draw the line somewhere.
I feel this is a very hostile
fuck. No! Oh my God, Luke, I'm sorry.
Luke, it's all love.
No, totally with you, Luke. I'm totally with you. Listen, have a great day and enjoy them snots.
Good luck.
Bye. Bye-bye. I don't think anyone's going to be brave enough, guys.
No.
Look, we tried.
That's fair enough.
Maybe we should have talked about dog poo instead.
We were vulnerable and we exposed ourselves in a scab way specifically. And did it pay off? I'm going to say no.
I think people... Do you know what I think? I think people this morning were real scabby.
I was just... you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yous are scabby. Yous are hateful.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning. Hello, happy Friday to you.
Hey, happy Friday. Welcome
Friday.
To the weekend.
Lads,
everyone and their granny is in Thailand. Everyone.
Really?
Whenever I'm on Instagram, it's the next person I see on their next story... Thailand.
I'm off to Thailand soon.
Yeah, and actually, I do know someone in Thailand at the moment.
I know, like, I think four people in Thailand right now.
My friend's just home from Thailand.
Yeah.
Mm. That's actually true. Emer was number four on my list. So I know three people currently in Thailand. One is just back.
Yeah.
That's nuts. What's going on? Why is it the new Marbella?
Do you guys say Thailand or Thailand?
Depends.
What's correct?
I sometimes throw the TH in there, but then when you're over there, Thailand. Thai, yeah.
Really? Okay, yeah. Interesting.
But like, you wouldn't say Thai food, you'd say Thai food,
I'd
no?
say Thai food.
Would you?
Yeah.
But you're...
A sap?
Yeah. You're off American.
Is that American?
I would say... They would say Thai food.
Thai to say Thai.
Oh.
No,
okay.
American.
Oh my God.
We're Irish, we do our own thing. If it's TH, it's Thailand.
I'll tell you
but
what
we
I'll
don't
do.
Really pronounce our teeth. We're like 33 tick trees. Do you know what I mean?
33 and a tort?
Yeah.
When I'm there in March, I'll record some voice notes with locals and send them back and ask them to pronounce Thailand.
Please do, because I'm nervous about this now. I don't want to be American.
All right, welcome on into one more tune.
You want to get Thai food?
You are going to be choosing the last song of the show. It's between myself, Dave and Fiona, and it's totally up to you which song wins. Let's kick this off. I'm going with a song that's all over TikTok at the moment. Despite it being released in 2015, it's Zara Larsson. I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if it was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Delighted for her because a little teenager came up on stage and nails the choreography for song. As a result, it went on TikTok and the dance is now everywhere, even though it's 11 years old. If you want to hear Zara Larsson and Lush Life, it's Emma in a WhatsApp, please, to 087-711-1038.
Good choice. I was going for a run the other day and this song came on, and so I thought, why don't I pick it for one more tune? I would like to support Irish. I would like to support local. I would like to support extremely local in that I would like to support someone who works nights on Spin 103. 8. It's Mardi Gil Foyle in Hometown. Good is that?
So I remember the first time you played it for me and I was like, ah!
It's his best tune. No offense, Marty. I'm sure you've done loads of great things since, but that's your best tune. It is so, so good. It's called Hometown. It's by Mardi Gil Foyle. And you can hear it if you vote for me, Dave, in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Very good. Well, considering all the 2016 nostalgia this week, I've gone for this.
If you feel like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself.
Boring.
Sorry, Marty, I don't think you're winning.
I know, it is a little bit boring, but look, that's how Justin Bieber feels about women in his life. If you want to go and love yourself, that is Justin Bieber, Love Yourself. And if you want to hear that playing today, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Okay, I've gone for Zara Larsson and Lush Life. Want to hear it in full? Emma in a WhatsApp, please, 087-711-1038.
Dave in a WhatsApp to the same number if you want to hear Mardi Gil Foyle and Hometown.
And if you want to hear Justin Bieber, Love Yourself, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
When he sings about Hometown, do you think he's singing about Knock Lion?
I hope so.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Emma, Dave and Fiona, as Dave mentioned a few minutes ago, we are bringing the new music aim that is yet to be named back to the show. After 9:30 this morning, it's a bit of crack. Hopefully, it sets you up for the weekend.
Very nice. I haven't been sleeping very well recently.
Oh, boo!
Which is really annoying. But what I'm doing then, I'm just kind of going through places in my head, right? And I know this sounds weird, but it helps me sleep a little bit. It helps me to relax. Where I'm not thinking of anything else, or not thinking about the pressure of trying to sleep. I'm thinking about being in a certain place and I'm going to walk around it. Right, so obviously we could all do that for our own homes and we could all do that for our office and things like that. But then I was trying to put myself in fictional places.
That's really smart.
To try and walk around in my head, obviously, to see if I could find out where to go and how to get to a certain area. So what I started doing was I started walking in my head around the Tipton Hotel in The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
I love that.
Okay, so I was walking through the roundy doors.
Yes.
What do you call them roundy doors?
Rotating.
Roddy?
Revolving
doors, thank you. That's the word, revolving. And then into the lobby, and over to the left, you have Mr. Mosby's desk, and over to the right, you have the elevators, and you also have a Maddie's kind of sweet candy shop or whatever. And then I was like, oh, I don't know what's in front of the lobby, because that's obviously where the cameras are.
Yes,
do you know what I mean? So I was trying to think of different places, different fictional places that I could walk around in my head. So I have a couple of them, and I've asked you to prepare some as well yourself. Mm-hmm. Places that you feel that you could genuinely, easily, if you were transported into this area, you could walk around no problem.
Yeah.
I think I would easily walk around Drake and Josh's house. No problem. I know it's getting a bit kiddie. It won't be as kiddie for this, right? I think I could walk around. Pretty easy. I could go make myself a cup of tea. I could go up to Drake and Josh's room. That's the thing. The office from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
I could make myself a cup of tea. I could go over to accounting. I could go upstairs on the roof. I could go outside. I could go into the hallway, everything. I could go everywhere in the office because I know it so, so well.
Yes. You could go, you'd be able to really quickly without thinking about it, go and use the photocopier.
Exactly. Yeah. I know exactly where it is in my head right now.
You could see Kevin's spilled chili stain.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's the first thing you see when you'd walk in the office.
Yeah, it is.
Any of the houses in Desperate Housewives.
Oh,
specifically
so
the main characters.
Yeah.
You put me in Gabrielle, Brie, Lynette, Susan's house. I'll do the washing for you.
Yeah.
I know where everything is.
Wait, who's our favourite house out of
Gabrielle.
The Desperate Housewives?
Ooh.
Really? I love Susan's.
I like Lynette's as well, though. Yes.
No, it has to be Gabrielle's.
Yeah, of course.
The entire courthouse in Parks and Recreation.
Oh yeah, it
has multiple floors in Pawnee, and the police station in Brooklyn 99, which in fairness is not that big, but it was just somewhere I could walk around easily enough. So that's how I'm getting to sleep.
So I do think I could definitely work, like if someone said go to room 4 and change the sheets in the motel in Schitt's Creek, I could get there no problem.
Really?
Yeah,
I know the motel quite well
because you can see it from the outside.
Exactly.
And they enter from the outside. Yeah. So I think that's doable.
But even the reception area, like what's needed, where the files are kept, you know, you kind of pick up on that having rewatched it about
for
six
sure.
times. Obviously, anything, at all in Jess's apartment in New Girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I kind of left out apartment. Like, obviously, we'd all be able to do, like, Friends and stuff like that. Yeah. We'd be able to go to the bathroom in Central Park. We'd be able to make dinner in Joey's house, apartment or whatever.
This one's easy because obviously I know my way around Carrie's apartment because it's small. But I also would confidently get, I think, to Samantha's apartment in her building in Sexton.
From Carrie's?
When she moved to the meatpacking district.
Yes. When she had the guy in the door that she ended up having a woo
yes.
with.
It's
in Chelsea, isn't it? I've seen her come out of the elevator and do the turns. I think I could confidently get to her building and then find my way to her apartment.
That's very good, because I was going to say I think I would know my way around Carrie's new apartment in Anjust, like that.
Oh,
the massive one.
Oh, really?
I do, with the tiny little kitchen, but everything else is huge and she has no furniture. And then some of mine are a bit kiddie. I do think I would know my way around Sabrina the Teenage Witches.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And Sister Sisters. Do you know the way in those Nickelodeon shows they always had a staircase in the living room and in the kitchen?
And I just and in feel, the kitchen what no what
there's,
all,
there's like if you look back there's always stairs in the kitchen as well.
Really?
In Sabrina, in Sister Sister,
mad.
In I think in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's always a second staircase.
Do you think you could do like bigger locations? Because I was thinking like Walford from EastEnders. I'd be able to navigate that pretty easily.
That's
where?
Impressive.
Walford.
Yeah, where EastEnders is that Albert Square.
Well, like it's obviously fiction the way they put it together. Obviously Summer Bay.
Yeah.
If it was real, but like they shoot one thing here and then shoot something else miles away.
I think I'd be able to kind of get around Hawkins from Stranger Things.
One thing that I wouldn't be able to do is Springfield in The Simpsons, because
everything
moves.
It does.
They, like Moe's is next to a music shop one day, but then another
but
day
it's all
right
for
near
jokes.
The school. Yeah.
It's all for jokes and it's so good.
Do you know where I could go? And I know it's not fictional, but if I had to rescue someone who was handcuffed to a pipe in the bottom floor of the Titanic and the ship was sinking and I had to jump off the lifeboat and go and rescue him, I could do it. No bother.
You know exactly.
You'd be freezing, but you could do it.
Freezing, but I do it.
We haven't had a Titanic.
By God, I
know. It's been a while.
I'm going to miss the Titanic mentions when you go over there.
I'll voice note you some.
Here's Somber. This is Undressed. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You're voting for one more tune at the moment. My pick is Zara Larsson's Lush Life.
My pick is Marty Guilfoyle and Hometown.
And mine is Justin Bieber and Love Yourself.
You choose the last song of the show, Emma, Dave or Fiona in a WhatsApp based on what you just heard to 087-711-1038.
All right. I've been telling you kind of all week long that I've been gigging every night this week. If you don't know, I'm a stand-up comedian, but obviously radio is my first love. but stand-up I do in the evenings. And I've been gigging at a club called Crackden in the Workman's and it's been going really well. But I've been trying to get into a little bit of a routine because obviously I'm working in the morning and then I take to the bed in the middle of the day and then I go to gig at night. And something that
sounds like hell.
It's kind of like doing a split shift kind of thing, but the late shift is 10 minutes long, so it's doable. Do you know what I mean? But it hangs over you. So what I've been doing, I've been coming home from work and say I like think of what I want to eat on the way home from work. Yesterday, for example, Dwayne's working from home, so I'm like, put a few sausages in the air fryer. They're there when I get home. I throw
Lovely.
On some scrambled eggs. Absolutely glorious. We watch The Traitors because I'm not at home to watch it on the night in question.
So you're caught up.
Yeah.
Well apart from last night's episode.
I need to catch up. But oh my God, sorry. Like, by the way, just one of the most best seasons ever.
It's really good.
It's really good. Definitely my favourite UK season. I need to catch up on Love Island as well when I get home today. Traitors and Love Island. Then I might take to bed for a little while. And then I'll take the dog out for a walk, maybe. Or maybe I'll be like, I'm tired. And I delegate that to Dwayne. Dwayne's actually had this week HelloFresh. So he's been making dinner all week, which has been very, very
nice. I thought he literally ate chips.
I know, but now he's got some new recipes. And now he's a chef. He's been eating things like green beans.
You do feel
peppers.
Like quite the...
He got it for free. All he had to do was get his wife to give him a shout out on the radio. Oh,
right. And well done. No, I actually... He must have got some voucher in work. I was very surprised he got it. But anyway. And then...
Isn't it amazing how you're like, I can make things that taste so good though?
Yeah, no, it's great.
I go through phases of it.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't be doing it every week, but the odd time. It's been handy for this week. And then if I'm really organised, I will set up my clothes for the next morning and make my breakfast for the next morning before I go to the gig.
That sounds like way too much in one day, Fiona.
It is a lot. But the main thing that I've been doing is I've been coming home and because I've been wearing makeup, I've been taking my makeup off with this cleansing balm and I've been gua-shaing my face If you don't know what a gua sha...
I know what gua sha is.
Has it been
Save
on the girly,
for the girly quiz?
Quiz. But it has been on it, hasn't
Probably,
it?
Probably, I don't know.
It's like a stone that you rub your face with to get rid of like your... To
it's
get
lymph.
Rid of lymphatic drainage that's and get fun. Like rid of the fat out of your face and all this stuff. And
I do it with my knuckles.
That's fine as well. And that's free. And the first time I got one of these and I was like, this will immediately change my life and it's made out of rose quartz or whatever, I immediately dropped it into the sink and it smashed into a million pieces. So I didn't use that one on my face. I've had to order a new one because on, which we've talked about a lot at this stage on the show, the Talking Bee podcast, yeah. There was a video up and I saw myself and I was like, I look not well. I look on Death's Door and I have jowls around my face. So
what's
I need
a jowl?
To.
Oh, jowls?
It's like jowls.
Yeah, the thing that hang down.
Yeah. So I was like, I need to gua sha my face.
Is it jowls on Frawley?
See those jowls? They've taken the video down since. They're like, too jowly. Not for her.
The giblets.
Won't get her on again. The giblets are distracting. They're wobbling around.
How long until you can get the Botox after having birth, giving birth?
Hopefully in the hospital. Hopefully the administrator will arrive and immediately insert.
Right, that's out. Get that in.
Please. But for now, I should have taken it before and after because I've been gua sha-ing every night. If I do it up till Sunday, you aren't going to recognise me on Monday.
Do you think?
You'll be like, who's that underage girl?
I've been doing it for 2 weeks.
Have you?
Yeah,
with your knuckles?
With my knuckles, but only under the chin. Under the chin.
That's really good though.
The jawline. I'm trying to get a jawline going.
Wait, we should compare. So we should take it before now.
Okay.
And then we both, you do it with your fingers and we all do it with the actual gua sha and we see whose face looks more different.
Lads, honestly, just go and get Botox. It's so much easier.
I can't!
Well, it damaged the baby. The baby just comes out with a frozen head.
And I mean, how bad?
I might get a neck tuck. Like? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Ah, lads, you're going to be doing that.
Come on.
Welcome on in. We started this in the show last week.
It's so good.
It's a game that has yet to be named, so hopefully we'll get to that. But basically, Dave and Fiona going head-to-head really, really soon on a music-type game, a lyric-type game, but told a little bit differently. All right, stick with us. We've got a lot to get through in a few minutes' time. But for now, to get your brains working, guys, and kick this off today, this is very much fastest finger
first.
This
for us.
This is for you guys. Yep. Yeah. To complete the qualifying question this morning, or the question to kind of get you thinking, is where did Rihanna and her partner find love in We
Hopeless Place? Love.
Simple as that. Job done. Okay,
second,
now that is pretty straightforward as a qualifying question. The ones that are on the way are a little bit trickier to say the very
good
least.
Qualifying question though.
Yeah,
just
good.
So you know. Last week, Fiona is 1-0 up against Dave. She took the win last week.
So
no pressure,
yeah.
Dave. Yeah.
My mom texted me. She was like, I can't believe you didn't get that.
All right, stick around. That's on the way. And 100 grand to go in Spin's cash machine today. Details next. Come on in. This is the second time out for this new game to the show. It's a music game. It's a lyric game. And Dave versus Fiona. Last week, Fiona took the win. Dave vying for a comeback this week.
I was
guys,
fuming when
come
I
on,
lost.
Dave.
But it's the pressure. Pressure gets to me and I lose.
We have 3 rounds to get through, 6 songs in total each. And obviously, if we need to go to a tiebreaker, we will. But we will start off first with David Hammond this morning. The first round, I think, pretty doable, okay? Are you ready to go, sir?
Let's go.
Let's knuckle in. Dave, in Sabrina Carpenter's Please, 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 what sort of guy does she want him to act like?
I want you to act like... She wants an actor.
Oh no.
I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy.
Damn it! Unfortunately.
You were nearly there.
0 for
act
Dave
like
there.
A stand-up guy.
It's hard, the pressure of this. Oh my god.
We move on to Fiona Frawley. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
In Hozier's song, Too Sweet, what time is it before he says a word?
9 a.m. 3 p.m. It's 9 a.m. before that. 10 a.m. Oh, I don't know.
I need an answer.
10 a.m. 10 a.m. I know it's later than that.
Yeah,
that's not fair.
Oh my god,
we never stipulated the rules.
Come on.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Guys, we got
it.
Could be
10.
It's not 10 a.m.
Well, it's not 10 p.m.
It could be.
The Hosier doesn't only start chatting at 10 p.m. You see, he'd never get anything done.
A point on the board for Fiona.
I don't think it should be. You didn't go through the rules. She gave you 3 answers. If she had said,
it's fine.
If
she went, 0, I'm going to beat you anyway.
But if you said 7, she said 3 o'clock first, right? If it was right, you would have went correct. But you didn't. And then she said 7. And you didn't say correct. It's so she kept going.
So are we going with first answer only?
First
Yeah,
answer.
Let's go first answer.
Sorry, Fiona.
No, it's all right.
Thank God. I've managed to throw a tantrum really, really well there.
All right,
God, you're such
two.
A good team player.
Oh, sorry. Into round two, Dave, this one is for you. In Lola Young's Messy, what temperature was it when she was waiting outside the station?
6 degrees.
Oh, damn it, stop.
What? Damn it. So why would you leave me waiting outside the station when it was like minus 40 degrees? I'm so bad at this game, but I love it.
I got it right.
Fiona, we're over to you now.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you don't have a point on the board.
No.
I took it away from her. And I'll do the same for this one.
In Benson Boone's Beautiful Things.
Yeah.
How often does he see his family?
Oh, every Christmas and every week. This is too hard. I actually can't do it.
Every Christmas and every week?
Sorry, I can't do it. Oh, sorry.
And I see my family every month.
Ah. And a girl my parents love. Oh my God. This is
great
so
question.
Hard.
Yeah.
This is a disaster.
It really is.
We're into the classic round, a classic song. I tried to go with your taste a little bit on this one. So Dave, with that in mind, in Nickelback's 2000s.
Great.
Look at this watch.
Okay, in Nickelback's 2001 hit, How You Remind Me, he says he couldn't cut it as a poor man doing what?
Stealing. Couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing.
I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing.
Yes, okay, a point on the board for Dave. We need to go straight over to Fiona's classic track. In Rihanna's Umbrella from 2007, she says, what can't be seen in the dark?
I don't know. Pass.
Shiny fancy cars. Taking the win this week, it's David.
Oh my God.
All he has to do is throw
so
a tantrum. Oh, great game. Great game.
I said fancy shiny stars. That has to count for something.
I thought you said fancy shiny cars.
I said both. That was
you can't see shiny cars. Do you want to see what the
yeah, go on.
What the tiebreaker
in fairness,
would have been?
We should have been on a tiebreaker if Dave hadn't thrown a strop.
No, but that's fine. I need to get used to that. I'm going to be a mother.
Go on.
Here we go. The tiebreaker. First answer in wins.
We need the thing.
You are. Oh.
Gangster. Gangster. Call me up if you're a gangster.
Gangster.
Pings, raise your glass. She wants you to call you up if you're what?
Gangster. Gangster. It'll be gangster there, Emma. Final answer, gangster.
Damn it! Gangster! Dave taking the win this
Yay!
Week. Fair play. But first answer only. I'm not sure how I feel about that either.
Me neither.
I would say the last answer you give.
I was going to go through every degrees. Minus one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
I would say the last answer you give before the timer runs out, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so in that case, I won.
For another week. We did it. It's Friday.
Thank God.
And listen, that is just about it from us. Michaela kicking off the Naughty Threesome next. But we do need to get the all-important matter of one more tune.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Zara Larsson and Lush Life. Day went for Marty. Marty Guilfoyle and Hometown, and Fiona went for Justin Bieber and Love Yourself. I can reveal, in last place, 25% of the vote, unfortunately, David
That's
Hammond.
Twice in a row I've come back.
Fiona, you have come second
twice
with 31%.
Second.
All right.
And Emma wins again this week with 44%.
God's well sake. Done, Em.
It's mad the song's 11 years old, isn't it? Doesn't it feel
Hey, have a great weekend.
Enjoy yourself. Michaela's on the way. Good luck.
Mwah. I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.